Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago. You can also pick up your Wait Wait tchotchkes at the online NPR shop. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Kevin Lippert.
Kevin Lippert, hi. Where are you calling from, Kevin?
New York, New York.
Exciting times in New York, New York.
We did our best to write your whole show for you this
week. You know, and we're pretty grateful. Well, Kevin, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Carol Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of these limericks, you will be a winner. Here is your first limerick.
Okay.
My hack, hack, piao, hack sounds quite clunky, but its rhythm is subtle and funky. It tells simians, no, there's a foe there, don't go. It's the syntax that's used by a...
monkey.
Yes, monkey. This, and I don't need to tell you about this, you're from New York, it has happened to us all. You're out in the town for the night with a putty-nosed monkey, and the monkey turns to you and says, you know, hack, hack, piao, hack, hack. And you're like, okay, what do? I just nod and smile?
Yeah.
Well, thanks to a study published in this week's Current Biology, we now know that your monkey friend was saying, I am adult male X, I have just seen an eagle, I will now move away. That's what it means. That's what they said. Scientists have determined that when male putty-nosed monkeys made calls with lots of cows in them, it tended to indicate a leopard was around, and that lots of hacks meant eagles, for example. The scientists pieced together calls to test their theory. Voila, they were communicating with the monkeys. And they found out that calls with a mix of cows and hacks meant we throw our own feces around and we're still classier than Elliot Spitzer. Like you said, our entire show. All right. Very good, Kevin. Here's your next limerick.
It's an ad for the whole human race. Come and check Earth out. It's a nice place. Our promotional clip is sent on a great trip. It's the first ad that's beamed into...
space.
Right. If we ever make contact with other intelligent life forms in the universe, their first question to us might be, why did you send us a 30-second ad for these things you call Doritos? Or at least that's the thinking behind Doritos' new You Make It, We Play It competition in Britain. Scientists from the University of Leicester and something called ICECAT, which is the European Incoherent Scatter Scientific Association. That's not a judgment. It's a scientific term. They've teamed with the makers of Doritos. They will beam the winning advertisement from the ICECAT Space Center to a solar system in the Great Bear constellation 42 light years away. We can only hope that anyone out there who may be watching to this ad responds and brings us the advanced technology we will need to finally get that orange cheesy powder off our fingers.
What is the shelf life of a bag of Doritos?
I think it 42 could,
light years?
I think it could last the entire journey.
Yeah, yeah. This is kind of like Coke going into China in the 70s. You know?
It really is.
When do we hit them with Cheetos?
We're keeping that in reserve in case they invade to placate their hunger. All right. Here, sir, is your last limerick.
I've been meeting this guy on the sly, but when judges ask, I just deny. The court saved my honor. I would be a goner. But they said that women can...
cry?
Well, they can do that, but that's not what they've been given the right to do. Less. Lie. Very good. It's official, ladies, in Italy. If you're having an affair and someone calls you on it, you now have the legal right to lie like a rug. This week, the highest appellate court in Italy ruled in favor of a woman who lied to the police about her extramarital affair because, you know, what are you going to do? Confess? You're going to lie, you know, to protect your honor. In unrelated news, Bill Clinton and Elliot Spitzer have both applied for Italian citizenship. Carl, how did Kevin do on our quiz?
Kevin had three correct answers, Peter, so Kevin, you're a winner.
Great. Very
Thank
good,
you.
Sir.
Now I'm excited.
Now you're excited.
There we go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
It's been a real pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.